Well, okay. Where is Mike 4 is hiding? Okay. Wait, can you switch over to that mic? I'm so sorry. What mic is that? Three. Beautiful. Good morning. Can you speak?
Hello.
Oh, yes. Okay, this is Daria.
And this is Owen.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio. This is a big day. Owen is in the studio. Owen, is this your first time at WMFO?
It is.
Welcome. What do you think?
It's fire.
Okay.
I'm loving the studio. I've seen it in pictures so many times, I feel.
And now in real life.
Now in real life.
No theme for today, so we're just going to play Owen's music.
Big, big moment.
Do you have any words to capture what you think you're going to play?
No idea yet.
Okay, can't wait. That last song was the edited version of Blue Monday by New Order, which is actually all the members of the band Joy Division, minus the lead singer, rest in peace. Don't think about that too hard. But now we're going to hear an awesome song from Owen, and I'm going to actually fade in really well this time.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
Just to feel ready to lead to.
So that's what
we are.
Okay. Welcome back. Can you hear yourself?
Yes.
Okay, magnificent. do you want to talk about that last song, Two Before?
Go West?
Yeah.
Yes, Go West by the Pet Shop Boys.
Shout out the Pet Shop Boys. You're the number one listener of them.
Is that true?
On
AirBuds?
Which is a fake app. And like, I'm convinced there's four people on there because I was in like top 10 of Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes.
And so I have to assume it's fake. But I kept getting notifications that it was like, Owen is the number one listener.
Yeah, I went through a big phase last semester where I was like only listening to the Pet Shop Boys and then other like music of the same era, New Romantic.
It's New Romantic, okay. It's like a bunch of like synth,
it's
right?
It's like New Wave.
Yeah. Shout out
but
New Wave.
I got into the Pet Shop Boys over the summer, or like last spring, because I watched a documentary about them with my parents. It was just like on TV, and we were just watching this documentary, and then I was like, oh, this music is pretty fire.
It is.
Shout out to my parents. They're listening.
Yes.
Woo.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Owen's wearing a Park Slope shirt and a Mets hat, so he really loves New York today. And he played a British song, so shout out to UK. Are they shout British? Out. I was just assuming.
My dad is.
Well, okay. I meant the Pet Shop
Boys.
Oh,
the Pet Shop Boys? Yes.
Okay.
They're British.
Yes. That last song was 1251 by The Strokes. I feel like I've been listening to more Strokes because of Nicola, my other housemate, who's been on the radio once because she can't wake up this early. And you know what? Barely can I either.
Is this a moment for you to talk about your breakfast?
Oh, should I? Okay, yeah. I guess I will. Okay, so normally we talk about what we're planning on having for second breakfast. And I would say normally second breakfast is my smaller meal.
Okay.
And first breakfast is my bigger meal. But something went awry this morning. And I had way too ripe banana, so it was like brown, and kefir and coffee.
Oh my God.
That was it.
Well,
but my second breakfast, I'm gonna get that Dunkin' $6 meal deal.
Oh my gosh, I think I might be joining you for that.
Please, because yes. Also they were giving away money, Dunkin'.
Yes.
Did you get one of those gift cards?
No, I was super.
That's bad. Your flop.
I know.
But that's okay.
No
so
worries.
Also, I wish that they didn't come in those tiny little boxes.
Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they come in just bags.
Because it's like, okay, this is adorable for about 4 minutes. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Nothing.
No!
Yeah, it's only 8 o'clock. I should be asleep. Yeah, I was just going to go, because I have spin class at 10:30, so I have to fuel before spin.
Dunkin' $6 meal deals
will
change your life.
Probably $6 meal will be in my future.
I can't wait. Ask your parents if they have any requests.
That's
I'm
so true.
Really excited about this next one, though.
Well,
incoming.
You guys heard that, so.
Killer, kiss, kiss, it, pop, 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 it all, run, run, run away.
Did it. Okay. Okay. Two songs ago, we played Psycho Killer. Literally fire. Wait. You were not on. That was my bad. Wait. No. Oh, I'm sorry. I silenced
okay,
you.
Cool.
Okay. I love that album. The covers album.
The covers album is super good.
Everybody's getting involved.
What is it? Take Me to the River, Lord?
Oh,
also
man.
Also super good.
That one's so good. Also, yeah, like, she doesn't even change the song that much, and it works so well.
No. I mean, Miley changes it a decent amount.
I agree.
Not, like, a super huge amount. Like, it's still obviously recognizable.
Yeah. We did covers 2 weeks ago, and I feel like there's basically two types. It's either, like, really strong vocalist that does basically the exact same thing, which is, like, Lord, or it's, like, you can't even recognize the old song.
Yeah.
Which is, like, fun,
Well,
too.
That's one of my favorite... like go around questions is what's your favorite cover of a song?
That's really good. Is that one yours right now?
The Miley, yeah, that's usually up there. What is your you on the spot?
I know this is hard on the spot. I'm gonna pull up the playlist. The Muna cover of Motivation. I know you know how I feel about that song, but yeah. Oh my god,
that is very
also cool. Like all the Nirvana ones that are on the MTV Unplugged. And then Moon River by Frank Ocean. I don't know. There's so many.
Yeah, there's so many good covers.
Covers are so awesome. Anyways, not this episode. The next song was Hell of a Ride by Nourished by Time. That I only know because of Eli and Gus. Shout them out. WMFO's own Eli Marcus.
Gus played on our soccer
team. Yes, Gus played on our soccer team. He did great. Hopefully he comes back. Nourished by Time, they went up. They tried to go to the concert for, missed his opening act, but still went up to him and we were like, we love you so much. He's awesome. He's got a super weird voice. I don't know. Yeah, I like that song. I'm glad you enjoyed. And then that last one.
Yes.
Shout your parents out.
Shout out. That was a request for my parents. Shout them out again.
Genius of Love, Tom Tom Club.
Yes.
That was great. That song is so fun. It's just like, you just have to dance to it.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those that like everyone knows, but they don't know they know. Because
yes.
When my mom texted me and said, do you know this song? I said, I don't, do not. And then as soon as it started playing, I realized that I did know the song.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Is it time for the PSA?
I think we have a PSA for all of you.
Okay. So I just read it like
verbatim.
Okay. PSA. If it's broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend more money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposely manufactured to be impossible to repair, flaw.
Boo.
Boo. Apple. Websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first check down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. I like how someone added a comma here. Grammar. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you're going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public True. Service message from WMFO in Medford.
True. Tufts
Educational Radio.
I love that one. When I was doing research one summer, we...
The CEO.
Shout out the CEO. Impossible to say. we did a lot of random tasks, but one of them was like replacing the USB-C port on a Mac because of iFixit.com, because they do like really detailed instructions and give you all the tools. Because Apple's so gatekeepy.
They love to do... But I don't remember what the name of it is.
I also don't. But it's
obsolescence,
like...
Obsolescence. Something obsolescence.
Yeah. Like manufacturing in a way where you can't fix it.
Yeah.
Love that PSA. Because it's so true. Yes. Also, I feel like obviously it happens with clothing so
Planned
much too.
Planned obsolescence, I feel like.
Planned obsolescence. That's good. That was a really beautiful reading.
Thank you.
I like the interjections.
Anytime.
No, you just have to talk about it a little bit. Okay. Should we listen to a really good song?
Definitely.
My first time listening. I'm really excited. I feel like it's probably exposing me. Okay. Boom.
You gotta tell me the reason why we could fall in love. You gotta tell me the reason why you wanna find out. I wanna send you to heaven, tequila on your tongue. You gotta tell me the reason why we could fall in love. Tell me the reason, yeah, why we could fall in love. You gotta tell me the reason.
Was a pretty beautiful fade.
Thanks. That one was better. Well, it's hard because I'm controlling three of them. I feel like not that I'm complaining.
The classic radio DJ, you have to like start talking.
As it's fading?
Oh, I don't know. I think so.
I hear you.
Yeah, you have to like start talking as it's fading. Like you just have to commit real hard.
Yeah, I'm not really a classic DJ like that. Okay, those last two songs.
Hey girl. Yeah, I like that song. I don't know when. I was just talking recently, because, I mean, with Lady Gaga's new album coming out, I feel like
with Lady Gaga, you're talking with her?
No. Just, like, with the album, I feel like many people have been listening to a lot of Lady Gaga. And then it had me thinking about how I don't really listen to old Lady Gaga. There's many, I feel like old, really old Lady Gaga, I know, but then, like, there's, like, a middle, like, Joanne, Chromatica. I feel like I didn't really listen to those.
Art pop. I agree.
And so, but this song is, like, one, I listen to it all the time. I don't know how I discovered it, considering I didn't really listen to Joanne, but it's just fire, so.
Also, like, yeah, no, it is so interesting when an artist, like, I feel like the same thing happened with Charlie, which I guess is a good transition, but where it's, like, people have this like break album. Obviously with Lady Gaga, it was like she was so popular when we were younger.
Yeah.
But then there is this like whole arc in between that's so good.
Yeah.
I
listened to Joanne like on the plane. Like I was over spring break when I was flying, I just like listened to all of Joanne through like multiple times and it was so good. And it's I was like, so why good. Wasn't I listening to this at the time? I think it's because people just like they expected one thing of Lady Gaga. And then when she wasn't giving them that anymore, they were like, what the fuck? What is this? Like that was the same thing that happened with Lorde. Like people
yes,
like
yeah.
loved the first two albums and then she released Solar Power and people were like, why are you happy now?
Yes.
This shouldn't be allowed. This album is bad, even though that album is so good. Fire.
I know.
I feel like people felt the same way about Lady Gaga. Like all they wanted to hear was what we're hearing now with Mayhem. But
I even think Mayhem is a different direction because it's like so much.
It's different, but it's like she was reheating those nachos.
Yeah. That is such a crazy phrase. Well, also the thing about reheating the nachos is it's like worse than if you've just had the original nachos and it's as good.
Well, that's why everyone is saying she didn't reheat the nachos. She invented a time machine to go back and like that's what people like.
That's
she invented
funny.
A time machine to go back and get them fresh because that it's
is
so good.
That is what it is. I think we should probably play a song from.
Well,
that.
You have to talk about Charlie first.
Yeah, I'll talk about Charlie first. Yeah. Okay. Same sort of arc where it's like well, shout out Gus again. Played shout on our soccer team. Out. He loves Charlie and like showed me a lot of like older Charlie this summer. And I feel like the same thing happened where it was like. She has so much in her discography that's so good.
She has many a banger.
Yeah, and also she has so many crazy features.
Yeah,
this one's with Haim. Love Haim, but then it's also just like it's like Claro and Rina and like there's just so many.
No, Charlie's like she's. I mean, she's been famous, but like, I mean, what's that one song that she had years ago that she played at the end of Sweat?
1990. Oh, you're talking about I Love It.
Yeah.
With Iconopop. Like,
that's crazy.
I know. My mom, that's on my mom's playlist. Her one playlist. She loves that song.
Shout out.
And you know what? At Sweat, I went crazy for that song.
Crazy for that.
Oh, that was so good. Okay. I don't know why I cut us off immediately, but I really want to hear this next song. I love it. This song is really important to both of us. So this is
beautiful for the community.
Take you all the way, boy, just come along and let me say. Just
This is Daria.
And this is Owen.
And you're listening to Second Breakfast at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Shout out Club Cafe for my free Ariana Grande merch. Okay.
Shout out.
And you're going to hear some Billy Joel. Don't even worry. Incoming. The Ariana to Billy Joel. Can't wait. Okay. Have a great week, everyone. Inspired you today, please consider donating to WMFO so we can play more Ariana Grande and Billy Joel together. The donation drive is April 1st to 7th. Please click on the donation button on our website. Thanks.
Listening.